Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now for his Bangor City Audio Boom debut, new manager Andy Legg. First of all, Andy, welcome to Bangor. How does it feel to be back in the Welsh Premier and managing Bangor City?
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited with the challenge. Got a lot to sort out. Obviously, I've only been here 3 days. It's been like a whirlwind at the minute because there's so many players here, so many players to look at, so many people to talk to. It's been very difficult, but you know, we'll get there. Little bit disappointed tonight with how many players I had to sort of try and have a look at. 24 players is just too much on one night.
Yeah. Obviously, only just over a week now to go before the big kickoff. As you say, lots of work to do in that time. How are you going to actually deal with getting a starting 11, your best side out for that first game against Kevin?
Well, the first things first is I'm on the look for players. There's no question about that. I think we need quite a few in, probably 6 or 7 players. I think we need to strengthen the team and strengthen the squad. We're playing catch-up. I said that on the first day I walked in. We haven't had a pre-season. We've missed the total pre-season. The players are not fit. That's going to be a challenge in itself to get them fit enough for the kick-off next Friday. So that's going to be difficult. But what you won't get with me is excuses. Like tonight, I bothered with the result. I learnt more from that losing than I would have if we'd beaten them 5 or 6-0. So that's a positive for me. Disappointing, of course, because fans want to come here and see your team win. But at the end of the day, the season starts next week, and that's when the real business starts. And that's hopefully, touch wood, we can get some bodies in through the gate.
Yeah, obviously tonight was more about seeing what's actually on offer there. Signings to be made between now and the deadline and probably thereafter as well.
Probably. Yeah, it was difficult because you had, like I say, 24 bodies or 25 bodies to look at tonight. I thought the initial first 25 minutes was very good, some really good football played. But when he scored the equalising goal, I seen a bit of body language that disappointed me a little bit. But to go and put 24 players on is too much for one game. But I had to give everybody a chance because when you've got people flying in from Spain and Portugal and France, you just never know if one of them is going to be a world beater. You've got people travelling up from London. So you had to give them a chance, and I had to give them some minutes. And it's disappointing because obviously we've got under-19s and local lads as well to have a look at. I'll be there for the under-19s game next week to watch them. So yeah. Everybody will be given their chance. But it's still early days, 3 days in a job to try and sort out everything is too quick.
Yeah, but obviously one big piece of transfer news is that we can actually confirm that Jamie Reid has now signed for Bangor City once again.
Yeah, Jamie's come back to the club. Funny enough, it was probably on my advice he left the club, but back in the time he went to York City. Jamie needs to get fit. He's a million miles off to the player I know. I think he knows that himself, and we'll be working extremely hard to try and get him fit. But as I said, tonight I really wanted to give more minutes to people we probably going to start the season or intending to start the season, but we had so many bodies tonight, it was a bit of a farce, to be fair.
Yeah. So, as I say, 7 or 8 days now before the kick-off, you've talked about fitness. What kind of regime are you hoping to implement in terms of the training and the fitness?
Well, regime, we're going to get as many training sessions as possible. We've not had one training session yet with me in charge, and I haven't worked on anything on the pitch. It's just been all word of mouth, what they've taken into their minds, trying to listen and off boards. So that's been very difficult because I like to be on the training pitch with them. But first things first, we'll have 3 sessions before we start next week. We'll start on Saturday morning, and we'll have a training session on Monday, we'll have a training session on Wednesday. So we'll try and prepare the lads as best as possible, and hopefully we'll have some bodies in as well, some new faces, some quality players hopefully.
Yeah.
Touch wood. Meeting one tonight, meeting 2 tomorrow. I'm just spoken to 2 as we speak, while you've been waiting for me, I should say. I've just spoken to 2 on the telephone, so wheels are in motion. And hopefully, I did say it's going to take time, But if I can get these lads in, it will improve us vastly.
Yeah, certainly exciting times here at Bangor City, and we look forward to the start of the season.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I look forward to it, but it's a challenge, and I think it's a challenge and maybe coming a little bit early for us. I would have liked another possibly week or 10 days to have a couple of weeks with the players to get my thoughts and my thoughts across how we want to play. Obviously, I always like to play attractive football, but I like us to be quite solid at the back as well. And it was good signs in the first half, but as you say, just a slow start.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers.